Okay, today is Dav Kuf Mem Zayin. From Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, bottom line. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, again, this is another daf where there's 1,000 halachas. Your head's going to spin, and we'll try to get a little halacha lamaisa out of this. Amar Rav Huna. Hamina'er Talitso B'Shabbos. Again, I apologize for my voice. Hamina'er Talitso B'Shabbos Chayim Chatos. If you shake out your talis on Shabbos, you shake off a shirt, or you shake off a talis, you're chayev achatas. Why you chayev achatas? Says Rashi, top line. Dezeho libuna. Because by shaking it out, you're cleaning it. Okay? Says Tosvos. Here is Rabbeinu Chananel. Minatal she'olav. There's got to be something liquidy. It has to be liquid. How could you wash something without liquid? Right? Minatal shalom, the hainu kibus, the libun chayev chatos. V'chein mashma the havidubya tekumta the Rav Yosef. It's going to be like the hat of Rav Yosef in a minute. Avol b'neir min ha afar, but if you just wipe off the dirt, k'demafarish bekuntris, like Rashi explained, ain't nirishu shayech libun. That's not libun.
So how is folding a cloth?
However, Rashi said it. The truth is, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Rashi also said you can't have libun ela b'mayim. Rabbi Akiva Eger said it's a stira in Rashi, and he left the Pitzarachia. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a stira at all. It depends. If the derech to clean that item is with mayim, then the only way you're going to be over libun is if you add water. If the derech is to just wipe something off or shake it down or you know, smear or whatever with your hand or with your hand or with the wind, then you're going to be chayav in libun if you do it that way. Whatever the derech is. Here you have a towel, it's a little dirty. Just shake it out. So by shaking it out, you clean it. You're over the daraisa of libun. Add is no water. You don't have to have water. You only need water if that's the derech. So sometimes yes, sometimes no.
So why folding clothes is libun?
What?
Why folding?
Because by folding your clothes, you reinforce the crease. And that's like libun. That might not be a daraisa, folding clothes. That might not be a daraisa. That might be a darbanana. You hear? So that makes perfect sense. Right? So it's, oh, there's a little challenge on you. Oh, just rub it off. That's a problem. If you'd only do it with water, then it might not be a daraisa. It might be a darbanana anyway, right? Make perfect sense. If the derech is one way, it's a problem. If it's not, then it's not.
So I can't shake out a tablecloth on Shabbos?
So that's, but I think no. It only means if there's something that's sticking to the garment,
right?
If it's just some crumbs, I don't know if that's libun. It's not libun, right? Just that's not, no one has a problem with that. V'lo amaran, and that's only true ela b'chadati. Has to be a new garment, where shaking it off is going to make such a difference. Aval ba'atiki, but if it's an old, let's lumba, it's not a problem. Lo amar ela b'ukmi. It's only true if it's black. Aval b'chivri, but white. B'sumki, or red, let's lumba. It's also not a problem. And the third one, v'hu d'kapit alavayu. You have to be makbid about it. As a matter of fact, ula igla l'pumpadisa. Ula once went to Pumpadisa. Chazir rabbanon d'kamenafzi glimayhu. He saw people, he saw rabbis, shaking off their taluses. Amr, he said, look at this town. Come Machal and Shabbos, Rabban and Shabbos, Rabban and Machal Shabbos over here. What a wonderful town. Right? Amr Lahu, Rav Yehuda, the food seed lay ba'ape. Keep on doing it in front of this guy's face. Right? Why? Anan, look up din and midi. Doesn't bother us. We're not makbid. Why are we doing it? I don't know. We're doing it. But I'm makbid. If you're not makbid, it's not a problem, and therefore the whole thing is not a problem. Listen to this story. Abaya having koyk made Rav Yosef. Abaya was by Rav Yosef. Amalei. So Rav Yosef tells him, Havli kumtoi. Bring me my hat. Chaza, Abaya saw. Now, it could be Rav Yosef was blind. Yosef was blind. So maybe you're not. So Chaza, he saw. The ikatala alei. There was some dew there, some dirt. He was reluctant to give it to Rav Yosef. Didn't want to. Amalei, so Rav Yosef told him, Nefut Shaddai. Don't worry about it. Just bring it over here. What? Anan lo kabdilan midi. We're not makbid. Right?
Shake it off.
We're not makbid. Now, the Gemara, this is just a story, right? The Mishnah Brura has a suffix. What if you're makbid, but the other person's not makbid? For example, my wife is very makbid that I shouldn't have that, but I couldn't care less. So can she be over the iser on my garment? So the Mishnah Brura says, the Baralacha says, that's good for what Abaya and Rizv are arguing about. Abaya held, I can be over for you. You're not makbid, but it doesn't matter. Since I'm here, and I'm makbid, I don't want it to look like this, I can't touch it. And Rabbi Yossi said, you can't be over my shirt, my hat. You wipe it off, my hat. The fact that you're makbid, that's your own clothing, not my clothing. He leaves it to Tzarachir, how we pass him. Interesting.
Why would the other guy be affected by this?
What?
Why is the other guy affected by it?
Because Lamaisa, he's doing a mice of Libun.
He's shaking it out.
So Biyosi says to Abaya, don't worry, shake it out. But Abaya says, but I hold you not allowed to. I'm not fit. I would never go out like that. You, Biyosi, that's your problem. Right? So says the Baralach, that's exactly what they're arguing about. Can you be makbid for someone else? Is that possible? Abaya held yes, and Biyosi held no. Interesting.
I mean, the whole case, do is not coming up dirty. I don't think it's really do. Water falls on it and it dries in 5 minutes. That's what I'm talking about. God, it's stained.
I don't know. Maybe it was some dirty something. I don't know.
How?
You know the famous story with Moshe? That there was a, you know that story with the hat? So somebody came to Moshe and there was some dirt on his hat. And it was dirty. That was dirty. And he wanted to wipe it off, wanted to clean it off. So Moshe said, not allowed to. You're not allowed to clean it off. So the guy says to Ramosha, but it's covered Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos. Go. So Ramosha doesn't know it's covered Shabbos to wear a dirty hat. That is covered Shabbos. Right? By not violating Malachas. You hear an unbelievable part. That's covered Shabbos. But you'd never think that in a million years. That is covered Shabbos. So now everyone says, what are you going to do? No, because Ramosha said that it's covered Shabbos. So when you come to back from Mincha with all your challah stains on it, on your shirt, that's covered Shabbos. Right?
Change
his
shirt.
What? Change his shirt. I understand. So that's exactly how Moshe said that. I understand that it's halach like that. You should talk about that. It's covered Shabbos. After Shabbos, you clean it. Most people don't have another hat, right? Certainly, you're right. You can change the shirt. This is the only hat I have. After Shabbos, I'll clean it. That's covered Shabbos. It's a beautiful part. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar B'Yochanan. Hayotzi Batalas. Mikupeles munachas lo al kseifo b'Shabbos chayev chatas. If you wear your talis over your shoulders, right, like the Reform lady rabbi does, then you're chayev chatas, right? Why? Why is that? That's not how you wear a talis. Fold it over like that. That's not how you wear a talis. Now I don't really think it's a talis like what they wear today, a prayer shawl. I think it must have been some kind of garment that was not. Imagine a guy. A good question. Can a guy wear a jacket over his shoulders and not put them in his sleeves, not put his arms in his sleeve, and the street and without an eruv, is that considered carrying? Is that a normal way to wear a jacket?
No.
Maybe that. Or it says no, from the coffee room. Is that a problem? Think about it. So that, I think it's more a case like that. It's not a normal way of wearing it.
Like a towel.
We're gonna get to the towel. So. Tanya Nabi Hachri, Sokrek Sus, Hayotzim Betalisos Mikupolos, if the guys that sell clothing are folded them over, Umunachas al Ksefon, and put them on their shoulders, Beshabis, Chayavin Chatas, Techayav Chatas. Velo Sokrek Sus Pulvadamu. We're not just talking about Sokrek Sus. El Koladam. Anybody can't do that. Elisha Darkan Shalmokre Lotte's Kat. That was the derek. That's what they would try to advertise while they're walking, right? They're constantly advertising. They were the most cop. Anyone could do it. Chenvidi hayotze b'mo, satsurun lo b'sadino. If a chenvidi goes out with money tied somehow attached to his shirt, chayev chatas. Lo chenvidi b'lvad amru, ela kol adam. Anybody. That's the Chevron's normal way of going. They're the ones that used to always carry change. Vahar Tanin, it's people from a certain town. Yotin Bisudorin, they would go out with a Sudor, Sh'al Ksefon, on their shoulder. V'lo Ritanin Bilvadamu, not just them. Ela Kol Adam, Ela Shadarkon Shal Ritanin Lotes Bekach. Anybody can't do that. However, they're the ones that would commonly do that. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says that. A kerchief is a sug beged shemin hagam hayo lekaflo lechein hu zen nechshav derech malbush. That's called derech malbush. I remember when I was a little kid, my grandparents lived in Bar Park, and my grandfather, I saw him go to shul one Shabbat. He folded up his kerchief and he put it on his shoulder. What? On his shoulder, yeah, between his shirt and his jacket, and he went out like that. He wasn't the biggest. Gadol Adar, he was taken to the war when he was in yeshiva. He never went back. He was, you know, he was from Jew his whole life, but he wasn't the biggest. So everyone said to him, "What? Hey, that's how we did it in Hungary. That's how we used to go without an eruv." But that was fascinating. Grandpa didn't say anything. That's how people. No, you do that today. They never call you half a guy, right? But that's how they used to do it. Interesting. Okay. Amr of Yehuda, Maizeh ben Hyrcanus, there's a story with Hyrcanus, Beno Shobalazah ben Hyrcanus, the son of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, right, he named the son after his father, right? Sheyatza besudah shal tseifo, he went out with a kerchief on his shoulder, b'shabbos, elashinima kruchalo b'etba, but he had like a little thread attached to his finger, so maybe it shouldn't fall off, or it's sort of like more of a derech malbush. Even if you don't have that thing attached to your finger, it's also okay. The halacha is, even if it's not attached to your finger, it's still okay. Why? Derech Malbush. We're going to see more about Derech Malbush on Amud Beis. Ula ikla lebe Asi Barhini. Ula went to his house. Boimine, ma lasos marzev b'shabbos. Can you make a gutter on Shabbos? So Amalei, Hakam Rav Ilah, Asalasos Marzei B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to. My Marzei, what is that even? What is that? So Amar Rav Zera, Kiss, it's a pocket, the Babliyasa of the Babylonians. I'm not sure what this is. I looked at the art scroll. I didn't understand what it is. Some kind of folding up of your clothing, not for prettiness. No, I'm fine. What do they say there?
He's folding so it doesn't.
Doesn't trip?
No, that it doesn't drag on the floor. Yeah, if you're wearing a raincoat and it's a long, so you fold it.
So what's wrong with that?
Apparently, there's something wrong with that.
And you sew it up before Shabbat.
So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
No, it's not that before Shabbat.
No, you do it on Shabbat. What's wrong with that? Back of a patish. Fine. Rav Yirmiyahu have a Yosef Kamedra of Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sitting in front of Zera. Amalei, hachi mai, like this, and he demonstrated something. Amalei aser. V'hachi mai, what about like this? Amalei aser. Amar of Papa, nikot hai kol b'yadecha. Here's the rule. Kol adaite dilik nufi. Anytime you do it fold, aser. It's aser. Kol dilas nose. If you do it because it's pretty, that's the style. In Shari, it's butter. Kihadar of Shishi Braid of Idi, Misna Bisadina Have. Like this person, Rav Shishi Braid of Idi, was. What is that? He would always fold his garments, but he did it because he was stylish. Not because of any makapatish issues, and therefore it was butter. Kiyatsar of Dimi Omar, Pamachas, one time, Yatsar Rebbe Lasada, Rebbe went to a field, Vayashne Tside Talitso Munachan Al Ksefo. And there were two ends of the talis over his shoulders. I'm on the front of Yeshua ben Ziruz. So Yeshua ben Ziruz, who's he? He is ben Chamav, the son of the father-in-law, Shalrabeir. Meaning, his brother-in-law. Right? His wife's brother, basically. Bezu lo chayev remeir chazas? Didn't remeir chayev chazas in such a case? Amalei, tik remeir ad kan, he was so machmed about that, so shulshul Rebbe Taliso. So he lowered his talis to wear it like a normal person. Kiyosu Ravin, Amar, now, you have the story wrong. Lo Yeshua ben Zira was Havi, it wasn't him, El Yeshua ben Kafsoi Havi, it was him. Chasna Shal Rabbi Akiva, he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. Amar, Bezulo Chayev Rabbi Akiva Chatas? And my father-in-law, my Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, he said, is such a case of Chayev Chatas. Amalo, thinking of Rabbi Akiva and Khan, he was so makbid, so Shal Taliso, Rabbi Taliso, he let it down. Kiyosu Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar, Nishal Ismail, you have the whole story wrong. The question was, Rebbe asked it as a question, can I do this? And they told him, no, that's not a normal way of wearing it, you have to let it down. Okay. Next. Harochets bimei ma'ara. If somebody washes in a cave, ubechamei tveria, or in the tveria water, finestapeg, and he dries himself off, afilu be'eser aluntios, even if he has 10 towels, which means each towel has a very small amount of water in it. Why? Because each towel is only 1/10 of the drying. You hear that? The guy took 10 towels to the mikvah. 10 towels. Right? There's always a sign. Only one towel per person. He took 10 towels. Maybe he paid extra. He took 10 towels. Lo yivim biyado. You can't carry them. You can't touch them. Why? Because we're choshesh for schita. Maybe you're going to squeeze out the towel. Okay?
Put it, is it a carrying problem or is it a schita problem?
It's a schita problem. We're not discussing now how he's going into a shower, into a mikvah, into a bath. It's a separate issue. Whatever the heter is, whatever he did, the question is not that. The question is shechita. Okay? What's wrong with shechita, by the way? Why can't you do shechita? So, it's a tolda of dosh, which is an amalek. Okay? So it's basically asa b'daraisa. Aval osesh b'nei aval asar b'nei adam, but 10 people, mistafkin b'alutis achas. They can wash with one towel, all 10 people, if you ever want to do this. You can dry yourselves off, 10 people with one towel. So the Gemara already knows, someone's going to say, that's not sanitary. Well, p'nei v'deim v'ragleim. Don't people use more than one towel when they wash until sedayim? Not everyone gets thrown towel. What? Okay. Umevi'in oso b'yadon. Then you can touch it. Why? So, what's the reason why you can? So, the Rashba says, because you're going to remind, each one's going to remind each other about doing the Avera. That's a very funny halacha. The truth is, it came up one other place in this Masechta, which was, you're not allowed to learn by a candle, but if there's two people, you can. Why? Because if there's two people, you're not going to come to tilt the candle, because you're going to remind each other. There is a precedent for this. When do you say there are two people, it's okay, and when don't you? That I don't know. Right? So one person can't touch the towel because he might squeeze it. But 10 people are there, it's lav dafka 10, it's even two people, then you can. Why? No, you can't do schita today, you can't do schita, and you don't come to do schita. Again, we have it by candles. What else? Do we have such a din like this? That a gzera, again, it's not a daraisa. There's nothing wrong with carrying a towel. Moving it. You move it from the mikvah to the washing, to the laundry room. Well, I don't think it means the issue of carrying. Not a lot of carry. You're not doing anything wrong. You're allowed to learn by a candle. There's a chashash, you'll come to tilt the candle.
They carry it home in their hand.
Yeah, but it's not an issue of carrying. You hear? Nothing wrong with learning by a candle. You're allowed to do that. We're afraid you're going to come to tilt it. So two people you won't. Tending over here. Nothing wrong with drying yourself with a towel. We're afraid you'll come to... You'll come to, what do you call it? Squeeze. So there's another guy that you won't. Again, when do you say this didn't win, don't you? I don't know. Now, a new din. Sachin, you can anoint yourself. Umimash mishin, and you can massage yourself. Avaloma mis'amlin, but not vigorously. Why not? So I think Rashi says, what? That we had this before, it did come up. You can't do it, it's uvda d'chol. The A velo misgarin. You can't scrape yourself like they used to do that in the ancient Greeks, right? They'd scrape themselves with a sturgeon get off their sweat. Can't do that on Shabbos. Why not? Of the zechal. Ein yardin likordima. You can't go down to the Kordima River, right? The Gemara will say why not. The ein osin apikituzian. You can't induce vomiting. With the word, listen to this. The Arach says the word apikutuzin is three words together. Number one is apik, which means to go out. Tfei, a lot. And zin, your food. You make your food go out a lot by vomiting. Can't do that on Shabbos. Why can't you do that on Shabbos? What's wrong with that? Right?
Purposely,
yeah. There's going to be a man, the Amma, who's going to say you can't do this during the week. So we'll get to another day.
That was a common thing, I think.
What?
They did that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, Jews.
Yeah. People do it today. People that are sick. It's a sickness.
No, that wasn't a sickness.
That's what we're talking about.
It was in vogue back then.
What?
I think a vomitorium that we go to.
Right, yeah.
Yeah?
A vomitorium.
Yeah, because they had so much, they had nothing to do, they had so much food. So they want to be able to eat it.
Like Rav Kook always said, like Rav Kook said, you have to realize that you were put into the world at the time you were put for a specific reason. Right?
Right.
Baruch Hashem, we live in times like that.
Yeah.
We have plenty of nisyonos, but I'll take these, you know, or whatever. Ein ma'atzvin es ha-katan. You're not allowed to straighten out the limbs of a katan. The ein ma'atzvin es ha-shever. You can't fix a broken bone on Shabbos. You can't put the bone back into place. If you can do that. Misha Parker Yada Varaglo, if your hand or your foot got a disjointed, Logitrophem Betonane, you can't use some cold water to get it back in. Aval but Rochetu Kedarko, you can wash your hands normal. Fimnisrape. If it happens, it happens. Okay. Says the Gemara. Katani, Mema Ara Dumi de Meitveria. This cave water is just like Meitveria. Ma Meitveria Chamin, Af Mema Ara Chamin. Just like Mei Tveria is chamin, so too Mei Ma'ar is chamin. Right? Harochet, it says harochet, meaning b'di'evet in v'chachil alo. V'chachil, you shouldn't be washing yourself on Shabbos. B'di'evet, okay. Nechlal, you see from here, v'le'eshtatif kolv gufo, but to wash your whole, to pour water on your guf, afil l'chachil l'shaper dami. Mani, who said that? Abshimani, Netanya, lo yishtatif adam, a person can take a shower, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonein, divera meir. Abshimani matir, abhiyud omer b'chamin aser, b'tzonein mutter. Okay? Next. Vinestapeg, and you can dry yourself off, afilu eser aluntios, if you have 10 towels, you can't move them, because they're afraid you're going to do schita. Reisha rebusa kamashbalan, v'sefer rebusa kamashbalan. Each one of these halachas is a chiddush. Raise your boots and come on. Tafilu hani. Tlona fishi buhu maya. Each towel. It's only one person. The guy took 10 towels. How much water is on each towel? Each towel has such a small amount of water. Nevertheless, given the chad who, since you're by yourself, asilu de schita. You'll come to do schita. Vesefa rebusa kamash malan. Sefa is a chiddush. Afilu hani din afishi buhu maya. Right? Even though there's a lot of people there. And only one towel. This towel must be so drenched. 10 people are washing themselves with one towel. Nevertheless, kiven derabim ninu, since there's a lot of people there, mid ker adati, they're going to remind each other. And therefore, it's not us, sir.
It's almost like a situation in that situation. Because they touch it, and why water comes out of it. It's so wet. Whatever you just any.
Right, so it must be not. It must be not like that. It must be not that bad. Because we said before, they just washed their hands. They just 10 people washed their hands. It's not going to be so wet. It's going to be wet. Tanur Rabbanan. Mestapik adam ba'aluntios. A person can wipe himself with a towel. Umenicha ba'chalon. He leaves it by the window. V'lo yimtzimera la'ul yarin. He can't give it to the bath attendant. He's like the worst people in Shas. These bath attendants. Why? Mipnei shechashud al-osa davar. They're chashud on that other thing. What's the other thing? Schita. They're going to squeeze it out and use it for the next guy. Right?
Who did you say that?
What
the
other sounds like? These are the worst guys.
They're cooking up water.
They're cooking up water, right? They're lying to people. They're telling them it's cooked before Shabbos. It wasn't true.
Yeah, well, you think you say also, it's just, you know,
Yeah.
Oh,
so Dover,
like, oh my God,
what? Oh, so like a reference to like Saras. Right. Shimon Omer, Mistapig be'alumtiyos achas. You could use one towel. Umidia biyado l'soch peso. And you can carry it home. Why? What's his reason? Because he doesn't feel like it's such a problem. One towel, one guy is not going to come to Shechita. Amalei Abai Lev Yosef Hilchas Amai. How do we paskin? Amalei Harav Shimon Harav Rebbe Hashmuel Harav Yochanan. There are four sheets about this. Harav Shimon Hadamar. We just said Harav Shimon Shita. That what? That not a problem. Rebbe Netanya Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said Kishayinu Lebedim Torah Eitzel Rav Shimon B'Tekoa. When I was learning Torah by Rav Shimon in Tekoa, Hayinu Ma'alim Shemet. What? Hayinu Ma'alim Shemen. Valuntios Michatel Lagat. We used to bring the Michatel Lagat Umigad Lakarfif Ad Shayinu Magian Eitzel Mayan Shayinu Rosimbo. That's where we would wash ourselves over there. So what do you see from there? Right? What do you see from there? That you're allowed to do it exactly. What? So Tosas has a similar question. Tosas asked, wait a minute. If he was there, this Rebbe was there, Rebbe said, then how is it a raya that one person is mutter? He's a crowd already. So Tosas says, they didn't go to the bath together. Right? They didn't go in together. That's not right. They didn't do that. Right? They went obviously separately. They didn't share towels. They didn't share a towel with his Talmud. So therefore, even though he was there, he wasn't really there. You hear that? Shmuel, the Amar of Yehud, Amar Shmuel. You can put on a towel. And you can bring it with your hand into the house. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar of Chiyah bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan. Halacha, mistapik, Adha ba'aluntius, mevil yado, biyado, l'soch peso. So, four sheets say the exact same thing. Mi Amar of Yochanan, hachi? Rabbi Yochanan say that? Amar of Yochanan, halacha is stam mishnah. Halacha is like a stam mishnah. Our mishnah is a stam mishnah. Our mishnah says you can't do this. Right? But tanan, mistapik, afil, esel, lotus, loyavim, biyado. Even 10 people can't. So what's going on here? How can Rabbi Yochanan say one person's okay? Our mission didn't say that. Our mission said only 10 people's okay. Because then you remind each other. One person's not okay. How can Rabbi Yochanan paskin against the Stam Mishnah? You understand the question? Rabbi Yochanan said one person's okay. But our mission said one person's not okay. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, and our mission's anonymous. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that? So the Gemara answers, Ahu kiben chachinai mastile. This Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan had another line in our Mishnah, where it was the opinion of Ben Chachinai. So it wasn't anonymous. Since it wasn't anonymous, I don't have to hold like it.
Different
girsa,
is that it?
Yeah, a different girsa. Right, Rashi says, Divri Ben Chachinai Messiah Ba. The law of Stama. It wasn't a Stam Mishnah. Okay. I apologize, I just don't feel well. Amar B'chiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'olarian, these bath attendants, mevi'in balarei nashim lebebani, they could bring the towels to the women in the bathhouse. Ubalad, she is kasa behen roshan viruban. As long as they wear the towel to the bathhouse. Can't carry it. They can wear it. The grub brings a raya from here, that you can wear more than one article of clothing on your body. You want to wear two shirts? Not a problem. I don't know why you would do that. If you find a reason to do it, you could do it. Saknisa, if you're wearing a saknisa, some kind of cloak, right? Tarech likshar beiz roshel lamata, you have to tie two of the tops to the bottom. In other words, you tie them to the bottom of your pants. I think. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, lamata b'ksafayim, to the bottom of your pants. Meaning, it's not going to fall off, making it part of your...
Below the shoulder,
I'm sorry. Amalahu Rava Livne Mechuza, Kima Avrisu Mani Lebe Chila, when you pass by to bring things to the soldiers, Sharvivu Be Lamata Mixafayim. You wanna carry stuff to the soldiers, make sure that it's tied to you below the shoulders, so it has the status of a garment, You're allowed to walk out with garments on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Okay. Sachin u'mamashmashin. Tana Rabbanan. Sachin u'mamashmashin b'nei me'ayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to anoint yourself and rub yourself on Shabbos. U'bavad she'yulasa k'derech shu'o se'bachol. But since it's different of the chol, you have to do it differently. Heichi avi, what do? Rechar b'achin amar sach. First you anoint. Fi'acha kach m'mashmash. Then you rub. V'yachal amar sach u'mashmash b'vahas achas. You do it at one shot. Okay?
It's not
machik,
it's a liquid.
That's not machik at all. The issue is not that. The issue is anointing yourself.
Which is what?
Uvdu d'chol? Yeah, uvdu. You're busy with stuff. You should be busy. I don't think that putting on deodorant on Shabbos is uvdu d'chol. This is not that. This is the whole production. I'm a lomit almin. But you can't do it vigorously. Amar b'chiyah bar abba, amar b'yachal. Asu lamud b'kar kiyisei shel diumsus. You're not allowed to stand in the ground of the Diyumsus River, because just by standing in there, you get healed. It's such a good river. Call Yameha Shel Diyumsus. The whole lifespan of this river is Esrim Ve'echad Yom. It's 21 days. Va'atzeres Min Aminyan. And Shavuot is in those 21 days. Ibay Lahu, Atzeres. Is it the beginning of the 21 days or is it the end of the 21 days? They want to know when to go. They want to know. Amar Shmuel said, Kulu Shikyani, all the drinking of the water of this river, Midivcha Veratzarta, from Pesach to Shavuos, Malu, is a very good thing. It's very, very beneficial. So if that's true about drinking, Mistama, the same thing is true about drinking, about going in it. So you see, it's at the end of the 21 days. Just like Shavuot is the end of the drinking time, so too the Rechitza is the end of the Shavuot is the end of the Rechitza time. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily right. If a Dilma Hasam who, by the drinking, the Kama, the Courier, Alma, when the world is still cool, Mali, it's the better. Aval Hacha, but over here, Misham Havlahu. The reason why going in it is good is because it's just the opposite. It's a little hotter. If that's the case, given the chamim alma tfei mali, hotter could be better. So maybe Shavuot is in the beginning of the summer, not in the end of the summer. It's the beginning of the summer. The world's getting hotter. So maybe it would be in the end or the beginning. We're not sure. It's not a rye either way. Okay, it's a famous Gemara. Amar of Chelbo, said, Chamra de Puri Gaisa, the wine of Puri Gaisa, Umaya de Dimyumsis, and the water of Dimyumsis, Kifchu Aseres HaShvatim Miyisrael, caused the ten tribes of Israel to go off the Derech. Why? It was such taiva that they couldn't withstand, they couldn't hold themselves back from these delicacies, and it made them go off the Derech. I saw in the back, he quotes one of the rebbes, says such a nice word. He says, all these areas are in the shevet of Naphtali. Naphtali himself, the bracha given to Naphtali is, Hanosein Imre Shefer. He's going to have beautiful things to say. He's not going to get caught up in all that stuff. I give him the best place. I give him the Gnesar and all these beautiful rivers and wine. Hanosein Imre Shefer, he's going to be a learner. It's not going to get to him. Unfortunately, it didn't happen with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Right? Didn't happen. It was supposed to happen, but there was a downfall. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Iklu Lahasam, he went there. Amshich Basraihu, he got caught up in all that. And Iaker Talmude, he forgot all his learning. There's more to this story. The story is like this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim, right? Who was the greatest one? Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says that. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach appears, I think, 3 times in Shas. Why? He was the greatest one. What happened to him? Stam Rabbi Elazar is not him. He never appears in Shas, virtually never. He was the greatest Talmud. What happened to him? The answer is he went here. Why did he go here? Because this is where he lived. When Yochanan ben Zakkai died, they said, listen, it's time for Rabbi Elazar ben Arach to come to Yavne to be the Rosh Hashiva. His wife said, but I like my house over here. I'm not going to Yavne. Does the mouse go to the bread, or the bread comes to the mouse? Is what she said. You hear this? Does the mouse go to the bread, or does the bread go to the mouse? You stay right here, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and let everyone come to you. And nobody came to him, because that's not how it works. Nobody came to him, and he ended up becoming an Am Haaretz. He became such an Am Haaretz that, listen to this Gemara, Ki Hadar, Asi Kam L'Mikra B'Sifra. One time he was trying to get, he got an Aliyah, and he was given a lane. Bar L'Mikra HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. He was going to read HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. He became such an Am Haaretz he couldn't even read Hebrew. Amar, he said, HaChayresh Hoya Libam. He read it wrong. Right? Right? Marsha says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is the first mitzvah in the Torah. Like Rashi says in the beginning of Rashi's, the first Rashi, he should, from his, in the name of somebody, Rabbi Yitzchak, should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Right? So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said, I gotta get back on the derech. Right? I'm at risk. I gotta get back on the derech. Let me go start reading some Torah. And he can't even read it right. First mitzvah, he can't even read right. Okay. Anyway, boy, Rabbanan, come. Rachmi Alayu, they daven for him. Fahadar Talmude. And he gets his learning back. So the Ben Yoyada says that since his wife said that the mouse goes to the bread doesn't go to the mouse, the Gemara in Huria says that if somebody eats food of a mouse, they lose all their learning, they forget all their learning, which is why that was the punishment that happened to him. Mida keneged mida, for the wife's statement. She's all the wife's fault. Right? Okay.
What's the moral of the story?
So the moral of the story is
engagement in worldly pleasures.
No, there's a few morals. Number one, when you're the Gadol Hador, you might have to move to go where the Torah is. Not, don't think that the Shiva is moving to you. That's the first thing. Second thing is when your wife says something which is patently wrong, you don't stay quiet. Right? That's the Ben Yehuda that says he didn't protest. He let her get her way. He didn't protest. He let that insult stand, right? He let the insult stand, so he's got punished. And the third story is, yes, that engaging in the delicacies of the world is an impediment to becoming great in Torah. You don't need the story for that. No question about that. I'm not saying you should have not live a normal life. Live a normal life. There's a happy medium. He crossed the line. No? Good morals? Okay. Hayru Ditnan, from Roy Omer. Havi Gol Makam Torah. Go exile yourself to a place of Torah. Al Dharmashi Tovo Echarecha. Don't say it's gonna come after me. Shechavercha Yikimu Biadecha. Because your friends are there, Va'al Binisacha Al Tishan. Don't rely on your own Chachma. Don't think you're so smart, you don't need anybody else. It's not true, you have to have people. You have to have people. Right? Tana, love Rabbi Nehemiah Shmo. His name wasn't Rabbi Roy. Ella, Rabbi Nehemiah Shmo. Family, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Shmo. Lomad Rabbi Shmo Nehemiah. Why was he called that? Sheman here, Eini Chachama BaHalacha. He lit up everyone's eyes in Halacha. That's an amazing story because he was such a great man. Picky of his testifies. When did they ever testify about somebody? He was the greatest of all of them. All the milas of all the Talmidim, he had every mile of all of them. Right? He put everybody on one side of the scale. Him on the other. He outweighed them all. Doesn't say that about many people. Amazing. And what happened to him? Nothing. He's absent from Shas.
He okay. Was in a hot bath. He was in wine.
Yeah. Okay. Avalom is garin. Tana rabbanan. Ein garin meragaris b'shabbos. You're not allowed to scrape yourself with a scraper on Shabbos. Rashir ben Gamil omer im ha'yirugilim melachlachas patir b'tzawa gor kedarko. If it's because of dirt or tzawa, that's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Yehuda Avdilei Ime Megarta de Kaspa. she made herself a special Shabbos scraper out of silver. And she made a special Shabbos one. Ein yardin l'kur d'maya. You can't go down to the kur d'maya. My time, why not? Mishum pika. Because we're afraid you're going to slip. And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen if you slip? I think you're going to have to get a towel and you're going to have schita problems.
Right. Not going to hurt himself.
Right. They know that api kuzitim b'Shabbos. You can't induce vomiting on Shabbos. That's only true if you use some kind of medication. Aval biyad mutter. But if you with your hand, it's mutter. Tanya Rabbi Yochi. Tanya Rabbi Chaim Omer. Av b'chol asar. You can't even do it during the week. Why? And they have hefset ochlin. Because hefset ochlin. Why is hefset ochlin? Says Rashi. She b'meyav umitoch kach hu ra'av v'chol zev ochel. They used to do it for the exact opposite reason that people do it today. People do it today because they want to be skinny. They did it the opposite. They want to eat more. So I eat, I can't have stuff. I'll throw up, I'll eat more. Hear this? So there's a whole discussion over here. If you're not feeling well, sometimes people are sick and they're nauseous. And if they vomit, they'll feel better. So the Ramban already says that's not an issue. That's mutter. Because you're doing it for tzar. That's mutter. Don't wish to think. You know, sometimes the kids also, you help them. You know, sometimes if you help them, if you induce it a little bit, it helps them. That's not a problem. I'm not talking about, I think that's really a refuah. Right? They do such a thing? Yeah, that's not a problem.
God says it's about, I'll kedosh to you almost. You've got to be a holy nation.
Right. So he says, it's not something the Jews do. It's not something Jews don't do this. What are you doing? If you're sick or whatever, then it's not a problem. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.